Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Yod Ches, the second parak called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, having derived that a mechus begadim invalidates avoda. The Gemara addresses other sources for this law. The pasuk says, "V'nasu b'nei Aaron haKohen," and the sons of Aaron the Kohen shall place fire on the mizbeach, indicating the Kohen Gadol must be bekuhuno, in a state of kohuna, meaning wearing his begadim. This teaches that if a Kohen Gadol only wore the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and performed avoda, it's invalid. The Gemara explains that this drasha teaches an additional chiddush, that even avoda de l'ma'akva kapara, an avoda which is not critical for atonement, such as lighting the fire in the mizbeach, is also invalidated by a mechus begadim. Another pasuk says, "Va'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim asenesachim," and the sons of Aaron the kohanim should arrange the pieces, and so on. The word ha'kohanim implies b'kihunan; they must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a kohen hedyot wears the begadim of a kohen gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avodas. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. Point number two is Tana Braisa Hayimuru Shalim. If a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are pasul, and Rami Bar Chama explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they were actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. Rav says that both dragging and suspended clothing invalidate avoda, and the Gemara objects that the Braisa taught otherwise. One could not answer that the Braisa's dragging clothing were lifted with his belt, so they are not dragging, but avnet megas agis, and the belt is considered to have cut off the excess material, because then the case of suspended begadim would be difficult, since suspension with the avnit should be invalid. Rabbi Zera answers that Rav interprets the braisa as a single case, merushalin shesilkan al yidei avnit, dragging clothing which he raised to the correct length with the belt. And point number three, the pasuk arba kanfos kasuscha, upon the four corners of your garment, excludes a three-cornered garment from tzitzis. The phrase asher techaseba, with which you cover yourself, comes to include a five-cornered garment to require tzitzis. The inclusionary phrase is used for five corners and not for three, sheish b'kol chamesh arba, because four is included in five, but not in three. Another braisa argues darshaning arba kanfos kasuscha to exclude even a five-cornered garment from tzitzis. Rabbi Yirmiyah from Difti said that these Tanaim argue whether something extra is like it is present, so a five-cornered garment would not require tzitzis, or if it is kamandalese, like it is not present, so it is as if it has four corners and requires tzitzis. The same machlokas would apply to excessively long bigdei kohuna. However, the Gemara responds that all agree that something extra is considered present, and the Tanu who nonetheless obligates a five-cornered garment in tzitzis is based on the specific drasha of asher techaseba. The other Tanu darshans this phrase to include a blind person's garment to require tzitzis, in contrast to a night garment, which is exempt. So once again, the three points are, number one, having derived that a mechus begadim invalidates avoda, the Gemara addresses other sources for this law. The pasuk says, "V'nasu b'nei Aaron haKohen," and the sons of Aaron the Kohen shall place fire on the mizbeach, indicating the Kohen Gadol must be bekuhuno, in a state of kohuna, meaning wearing his begadim. This teaches that if a Kohen Gadol only wore the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and performed avoda, it's invalid. The Gemara explains that this drasha teaches an additional chiddush, that even avoda de l'ma'akva kapara, an avoda which is not critical for atonement, such as lighting the fire in the mizbeach, is also invalidated by a mechus begadim. Another pasuk says, "Va'archu b'nei Aaron haKohanim asenesachim," and the sons of Aaron the Kohanim should arrange the pieces, and so on. The word haKohanim implies b'kihunan; they must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a Kohen Hedyot wears the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avodas. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. Point number two is Tana Braisa Hayimuru Shalim. If a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are pasul, and Rami Bar Chama explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they were actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. Rav says that both dragging and suspended clothing invalidate avoda, and the Gemara objects that the Braisa taught otherwise. One could not answer that the Braisa's dragging clothing were lifted with his belt, so they are not dragging, but avnet megas agis, and the belt is considered to have cut off the excess material because then the case of suspended begotten would be difficult since suspension with the avnit should be invalid. Rabbi Zera answers that Rav interprets the brisa as a single case. Merushalim shesilken al yidei avnit, dragging clothing which he raised to the correct length with the belt. And point number three, the pasuk arba kanfos kesuscha, upon the four corners of your garment, excludes a three-cornered garment from tzitzis. The phrase asher techaseba, with which you cover yourself, comes to include a five-cornered garment to require tzitzis. The inclusionary phrase is used for five corners and not for three, sheish b'kol chamesh arba, because four is included in five, but not in three. Another braisa argues darshaning arba kanfos kesuscha to exclude even a five-cornered garment from tzitzis. Rabbi Yirmiyah from Difti said that these Tanaim argue whether something extra is like it is present, so a five-cornered garment would not require tzitzis, or if it is kamandalese, like it is not present, so it is as if it has four corners and requires tzitzis. The same machlokas would apply to excessively long bigdei kohuna. However, the Gemara responds that all agree that something extra is considered present, and the Tanu who nonetheless obligates a five-cornered garment in tzitzis is based on the specific drasha of asher techaseba. The other Tanu darshans this phrase to include a blind person's garment to require tzitzis in contrast to a night garment, which is exempt. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah because ben yud ches l'chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. The Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by a chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered baguette and one with five corners on his. Once again, it's a motion. The Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, that must move on daf yud ches. The Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Va'archu b'nei Aaron al-Kohanim as anesochim," and the sons of Aaron the Kohanim should arrange the pieces. The word ha-Kohanim implies bikhunan. They must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a Kohen Hedyot wears the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avoda. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. So the Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa Hayimuru Shalim, if a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are possible, and Rabbi Barchama explains that the Braisa's case is shesilken al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they're actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. So, the Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered baguette and one with five corners on his, which reminds us, Gemara discusses three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis. So once again, the Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered baguette and one with five corners on his. All right, so now it's time for four blabba chazara. Daf yudod. So the siman daf yudod is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler. Juggler? That must be on daf yudalit, yud, hand, juggler. The Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas panimis, shalo l'shma, which was posel da karban, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that shalo l'shma intent during halacha does not disqualify karbanas, moda Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apanimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the inter chatos that machsheva posels b'hu, intention for a different karban, invalidates, and because halacha is unavoidable for this karban since it's shechted in the azara and its blood is applied in the heichal. So the Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha b'chatas panimi shalo l'shma, which was proposal of the carbon and told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha, which reminds us, Rav Chisda was asked, halacha bazar mahu, what is the halacha if the bringing of the blood was done by a non-Kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says, they shechted the Pesach and the Kohanim threw the blood, miyadam, from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a Tzar can shecht, this implies that Tzarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a Tzar. The pasuk explained, David Maisa Itztaba, the Tzar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. So the Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatzas pnimis, shelo ishma, which was posel the carbon, had told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha and had him shech the carbon instead, since shechita lav avodahi, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef had said that according to the Rabban that even avoidable avodas are considered an avoda, then halacha bazar would be posel. Abai asked them that shechita is unavoidable, yet it is still valid when performed by a Tzar. They answered, Shechita lav avodahi. Shechita is not considered an avoda. Rashi explains that since all people disqualified from other avodos may perform shechita, and Tosfos adds, a kohen is never required for any shechita, it's apparently not a significant avoda. Daf Tes Vav. So the similar Daf Tes Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The kohen holding a fruit bowl, that must be more on Daf Tes Vav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech instead of doing halacha by foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asked on the previous daf, halacha shlo beregel shma halacha, is bringing blood closer to the Mizbech, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not? After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, it is not considered halacha. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Tzar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halach with it again. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a Tzar brought the blood closer and then a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yannai disputed status. One party holds it is valid because it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Tzar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psuim sat outside in a bleacher, upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda. Which reminds us, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sadam, or halacha or zrika, the avoda is invalid. The eight people are a Tzar, an Onain, a Tful Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Begadim, Shul Rachas Yadam Raglaim, an Aral, and a Tame. Daf Tes Zayin. So the Simur Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes, that must be on Daf Tes Zayin. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, which reminds us, the Gemara provides three sources that avoda performed by a Tzar is invalidated. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down the jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onan acrobat, which reminds us the Gemara provides four sources that an onan invalidates avoda. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down the jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onan acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered, it's a carbon seaboard, which reminds us, Rav has said that an onan's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a carbon seaboard maratza, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us why there was a necessity for the Torah to write that a Tamei Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim all invalidate avoda. So at the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tvul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if a Mechusa Kippurim of Azav can burn the Par Aduma. So the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei, Tful Yom, or Mechus HaKippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechus HaKippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a Kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a source that a Mechuser Begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a Kohen, invalidates a Voda. The Pasuk commands Moshe Beinu to clothe the Kohanim and concludes, V'haizilehem kuhuno chukas olam, and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, B'zman shebigdem alehem kuhuna sam alehem. When their clothing is upon them, their kohuna is upon them. But if they're lacking in their big de kohuna, their kohuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform a voda like any czar. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn that an onain's avoda regarding a carbon seber is maratze? It affects acceptance. That's on daf tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn three principles of dichui? That's on daf yudbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss what is the din of halacha done by a zar? That's on daf yudalad. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis? That's on daf yudches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that shechita lav avodahi? That's on daf yudalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn how carbon pesach is valid according to Ben Becerra? We learn laila ein mechuser zman. That's on daf yudbeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss big de kahuna, which are too long or too short, and begadim raised with the avnate? That's on daf yudches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you mechukas if a mechuser kibrim of a zav can burn the par aduma? That's on daf yudzayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that if a kohen hedya wears the begadim of a kohen gadol, his avoda is invalidated? That's on daf yudches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you learn that pigo is made with avodas which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, various consumptions, chutz lizmano? That's on daf yudgimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.